This is an amazing story, and certainly for anyone listening that has had a child, had a baby, and come back and tried to compete in sport, we're talking about our best ever marathon runner here, Jess Stenson. Now, many know her as Jess Trengoveru and Loz, but how's this? Has gone away and had little Billy, who Billy's nearly 2 years of age now, has come back to run a marathon and run her fastest ever time.
PB.
In fact, it's the fourth fastest ever by an Australian woman. Jess Stenson, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
My God, what
Super
a run.
Mum.
Hey, that's incredible.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy. It's been a long time coming, that marathon, and it was really special to be out there on Sunday.
I just did the sums on it. You ran 2 hours and 25 minutes. Divide that by 42. Every K you ran was 3 minutes and 38. I don't reckon me or Ditz could run 1K at that anymore.
That
is
no
that's
way. That's flying.
That is flying.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, I've been training for a marathon for a long time. The marathon's just been constantly changing. Initially, it was one in Hamburg last April to try and qualify for the Tokyo Olympics, and then that was cancelled and the Olympics were postponed. So then I set my sights on a marathon in Sydney this year in April, and I got injured, so focused on the Gold Coast Marathon, which was cancelled at the last minute, and then Melbourne, which was postponed. So finally, we got to a start line, and I felt no pressure. I felt mentally strong because I just had been hanging out for that moment for so long. So I just had to hope that my legs would hold my body up in those final kilometres. There was a bit of a steep hill over a bridge at the 41K mark, so that one wasn't fun.
Jess, a few months ago, Roo and I commented on this very show. We saw you out training and you were pushing the pram along. You were going for runs with little Billy in the pram, and we made the comment it'd be the only pram in the world that had to get retreads, I reckon.
Retreads? It didn't need race wheels.
Retreads. That pram would have done quite a few Ks, I take it. How difficult is it running
one
with a pram?
One lady owner was a bit of misleading.
Yeah, one lady owner's 100,000 K.
Yeah, I actually, it's a great running pram, the Tool brand, but I found it really awkward. So I didn't actually continue running with the pram for too long because I could see myself doing an injury. You know, obviously not being able to use your arms, it's a pretty unfamiliar movement.
Question, Jess, like when you're pregnant, how far into your pregnancy did you run and then when did you stop? And then how long after? G'day, Billy.
Hey, Billy. Oh, how are you, mate?
Good morning, Bill. Mum's... Oh, there you go. Beautiful. When did you start running after you gave birth? Like, when can you stop? When do you have to stop and start? And what's safe and healthy for mums out there listening?
Yeah, the advice has really evolved over the years. So basically, you know, it's safe to exercise, but you just have to go with your own body. And I found that at 14 weeks into my pregnancy, I started getting some pelvic pain. So I actually started doing a lot of just water jogging or swimming sessions and the elliptical trainer from that point onwards. I think I continued to jog a little bit here and there through to about 30 weeks, but Billy flipped into the breech position at that point, and I was getting some nasty cramps, so I ended up having a C-section because he was in breech, so it meant my recovery was a bit different because I had to sort of recover from the operation. So I didn't really start jogging until around the six-week mark and just had to listen
Very
to my
lazy
body
of you.
And
yeah, come on,
that is undisciplined.
Apparently,
excuse maker, you don't train hard enough.
I know. apparently, Billy came out running as well.
Oh,
when he was
my God.
Ran around the hospital. So what's next, Jess? What are you going to run in now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm feeling pretty fired up. Like, obviously, I'll have my recovery now, but it was just such a buzz on the weekend. I'm sort of wondering, yeah, what next year will look like. There's the World Championships in Oregon in July, and then 2 weeks later the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. So for marathon runners, they'd have to pick one or the other.
Yep.
I can't imagine too many people running marathons 2 weeks apart. So they're potential options next year, but in the near future, the Melbourne Marathon's in mid-December. I think that one might be a little bit too soon to try and run, but we'll just yeah, see how the coming weeks go.
Now, Jess, just a quick question. I'm feeling very inadequate after listening to you talk about all your achievements. I struggle to run like 3Ks or more than that. Do you have any tips for someone who hits a wall, loses interest? Like, is there some sort of mental trick you can play? Like, what are your tips for like pushing through and keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like involving others. I have a big squad that I train with, and if I'm lacking motivation, I definitely, you know, will just message someone from the team and try and run with them.
I hate
or even
getting
if
those
just
messages from you, Jess. I can tell you. I don't answer it. Sorry, my phone was off. Yeah. I was busy.
And the other thing I do when I've got, you know, a 90-minute run to do on my own on a Wednesday morning and I'm just not really feeling up for it, I'll look for a good podcast.
Yeah.
And listen
to
that.
The Ruined Its one.
Ruined Its on Triple B.
That's right, yes.
Good on you, Jess. It's a great performance. As we said, the fourth fastest ever by an Australian woman. Amazing. And to think you've done this when you've come back from having little Billy, it's an amazing, it means you've got some bigger runs and better runs coming not far away. So well done. Good on
you. Hopefully. Thank you.
There she is. Jessica Stenson here on Triple M.